Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Badri Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Narayana, 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 Badri. Badri Narayana, 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 Badri. Badri Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Badri Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Badri Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Narayana, 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 Badri. Badri Narayana, 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 Badri. Badri Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Badri Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Badri Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Badri Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Dwarapatim Devarshir Drashtumagata. To see Dwarka, Narad Muni has come chanting and dancing and playing his veena. Puspita vano upavano ramadi vija alikula naditam. This city is very wonderful town. There are forest gardens everywhere. The pleasure gardens also mentioned. Aram, where you could have pleasure. Dvija, the birds are chirping, singing songs. The humming of the bees. Everywhere the sounds are there. Alikula naditam. Utfulle indira ambhuja kalhara kumudotpallaihi. Different kinds of lotuses. There are lakes everywhere in this Dwarka city. Some lakes have blue lotuses. Indivara. Some lakes have lotuses, they bloom during the day. While there are other lakes, the lotuses bloom as moon rises during at night time. The lotuses bloom. Churiteshu. There are water lilies everywhere. Kujitam hansa sarasai. The hansa, the swans, are in those lakes. Around the lotuses. Prasada nava laksha jushtam. There's a list of the 900,000 palaces. in Dwarka. Made with the best Sphatika, Sphatika Rajatai. The best marble is used, emeralds, Swarna Ratna Parichadai. As he enters, Narad Muni is entering the palaces, or as he has entered one palace, he is noticing the furnishing. The gold is used, jewels are used. There's no need of light. The pillars made up of jewels are studded with the jewels and gold. They are radiating the light, emanating the light. Sansikta Marga. The avenues, this arrangement like avenues, big wide roads and then streets. As I was reading this, it reminded me of Manhattan. The man. Prabhupada also was in 26th Avenue, 26th street, or that address, the matchless gift. So Dwarka is well led town, best town planning. Intersections are there. Apanai, lots of the marketplaces. Shala Sabhavihi. There are auditoriums and other halls. Suralayi, lots of temples. Suralay, where the gods are worshipped, where the Lord is worshipped. Suralayi. And they are sprinkling the roads with scented rose water. Srimad Architam Sarvadhishnai. And this is the place demigods, they descend to worship the Supreme Lord. Hare Svakaushalam Yatra Tvastra. Vishwakarma, the architect from heaven, he has used all his kaushalya, all his expertise in designing and building this Dwarka dham. Tatra shodashabhi sadma sahasrai samalankritam. So everything is all decorative. Vivishai ekatamam shaure patninam bhavanam mahat. And Narad Muni has entered one of the palaces, palaces mentioned, Shaure Patninam, as if those palaces is a property of the wives of the Lord, his, Krishna's wives' palaces. This is how it's described here. And as Lord, Narad Muni is inside and taking a look for the more details, decorations, the furnishing, the pillars, the walls, everything is out of this world. Vipro, and Narad Muni is noticing the Lord is being worshipped in each of those homes. Samana guna rupa vayasa Dasi Sahasra Yuta Yanusabam Grahinyaha. In each home there are hundreds, thousands of assistants, the maid servants for the particular queen. But the queen is personally serving the Lord along with other maid servants. She's personally participating in service of the Lord. Vipro dadarsha chamara vyajane na rukma dande na satvata patim. The chamar that the queens are using is made up of gold, not just wooden stick or a bamboo. Golden, made up of gold. At the time of Rath Yatra, we use the broom. We put some golden ribbon on the top, or inside you open it, and inside there's a bamboo or just a piece of wood. But here, the solid gold, the chamar, the handle of it. Sattvatapatim. So as Narad Muni has entered one palace and Lord is noticing his presence, Dadarsha Sakala Dharma Bhritam Varishta. So first of all these opulence of the Dham, the whole Dwarka, and the opulence of the palaces, and how so many queens, or in each palace a queen and hundreds and thousands of maidservants are serving. So Lord's position is established like that. And this Lord, as he has seen Narad Muni entering, just wearing hardly any, a few clothes, and playing instrument, Lord has immediately, as he was sitting in his throne, by seeing Narad Muni coming, Lord gets up. We noticed this yesterday also, that Brahmin from Kaundinyapur had come, and the way that Brahmin was received, today we are seeing Narad Muni being received. Tomorrow we'll see our Sudama being received. Lord is like that. And when you go back home, you'll be also received with warm welcome, deep embrace, and some chamara would be also for you there. So this is the Lord, especially the Brahmanas, Brahmanya Dev. He worships the Brahmanas. He's a worshipper of the Brahmanas. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. We offer our obeisances unto that Govinda, who is Brahmanya Devaya. Go Brahmana Hita. Go and Brahman. Their hit, their benefit. This is always the concern of the Lord. And the way he receives the Brahmanas, we could see how he's being received here. Anamya Pada Yugalam Shirasa. Lord bows down. Lord has fully bowed down before Narad Muni. Not just pranam. Narad Muni pranam. Namaskar. Or maybe just mentally did pranam. No. Pada Yugalam. Touching the feet. Kirita Justin. Lord is wearing the crown. And you could imagine the opulence of that crown. The special jewels and emeralds. And that with that crown, he has touched the feet of Narad Muni. Sanjali and folded hands. After obeisance, he's standing up with folded hands, and he's direct. Yes, yes, please take your seat. Please, where? Sit there. So he's directing. He has held Narad Muni and bringing him to that asan, and he makes him sit on his own asan. Charano Swamurdhna. And he's doing whole Pada Puja, Pada Prakshalan, sprinkling that water on him and others. Brahmanya Deva Iti Yada Guna Nama. So this is how he's known as Brahmanya Dev. Sri Krishna is known as Brahmanya Dev because he worships Brahmana Devata. Brahman for him, for Krishna, is Devata, worshipable. Ishta, worshipable. So, Narada Uvacha. So, he has taken seed after he has been worshipped. Narada is glorifying the Lord. Drishtam Tavangri Yugalam Janata Apavargam. Anyone who worships your lotus feet, oh my dear Lord, Janata Apavargam. upper varga, pavarga, upper varga. He attains upper varga. Not pa, fa, ba, bha, ma. That's pavarga. Prabhupada, each letter is extra. Pa is fain. Pa is parishram, working very hard. And fa is fain, coming out of the mouth. And like that. So, meaning the person, the conditioned soul, working hard, caught in the cycle of birth and death, that is pavarga. So anyone who takes shelter of your lotus feet, my dear Lord, he attains, he becomes, or he transcends pavarga, or he attains upavarga. He's free from the cycle of birth and death. He's free from samsara, kupa, patita, tarana avalambyam, dhyayans, charanan, grananyatha smratishat. He says that I'm traveling all the time from one planet to another, sometimes one universe to another, sometimes out of the universe, and I come to your abode. So he's seeking, asking for a benediction. My dear Lord, please bless me so that I don't just travel. So many others travel. Traveling is a daily business. I don't want to travel like left, right, left, right. The army is also traveling, going back and forth. But while traveling, dhyayan, while remembering you, I want to travel. I don't want to take one step forward without remembering you. At every step, I may remember you, my dear Lord. Please give such memory, such blessings to me. So with that prayer at the feet of Dwarkadish, then he moves on to another palace. Lalayantam sutan sishun. There, Narad Muni notices the Lord Krishna is playing with his grandchildren. They are in his lap, which is, we have some. Look there. Hare, hare. He's enjoying, right? I wish I was one of those children. We could think like this. I mean, you could also say like this.
No, you're Narada Muni.
Oh, okay. So Narada Muni, is that, who is in the back? One of the queens, huh? Must be,
yeah.
One of the queens. Yeah. So he's doing lalan, palan. Not only feeding the children, which animals also do. But children need more than just the food and medicine and clothing. They need affection, they need love, they need attention, care. There's a need for the growth. So when body grows, the mind, also the soul, the consciousness grows properly. And the parents are Krishna conscious then. Parents are the first spiritual masters. Brahmachari guru kule vasandanto guru hitam. Before child goes to guru's ashram and becomes brahmachari there, the father and mother is a spiritual master. Not only just some material caretaker. So Lord Krishna is providing that. And that way setting example before grahasthas. Those parents seems to be so busy. They meet, maybe see somebody on Sunday only. Right? Before the children get up, the father is off, has gone out, and by the time he comes, children have gone to sleep or something. The children may be asking, "Mother, who is this man?" Time has come, like that. Or a lot of times, of course, there's only mother and no father, or only father, no mother. That's why there's no proper growth, and the all crookedness, wickedness is a result. The terrorism is a result of this. Children are not being looked after properly. They have their body, their mind, their soul. Who says don't take care of your children or a family, but first know they are not just the bodies, but they are mind and soul also. So all of these things have to be taken care of. And Lord Sri Krishna is, Narada Muni personally noticed that Lord Krishna was taking good care of his family. In Dwarka he is a grihastha. How many of you are grihasthas here? Or who is not grihastha? So Lord Krishna is your hero. Follow his example. And if you would not do such things, then yad yad acharati shrestha, no one would follow. So he's setting these examples. Bhojayantam dvijam kvapi bhunjanam amaseshitam. So Narada Muni is going from palace to palace. In another home, palace, he noticed that bhojayantam dvijan, that Lord is feeding the brahmanas. Srila Prabhupada's father also used to do such things. Always hear sadhus coming. And Prabhupada used to, please bless my son. After sadhus had been fed, the sadhus are fully satisfied. They are ready to do something in return. Please bless my son. What blessings? May he become devotee of Radharani. And that happened. Prabhupada was devotee of Radha Shyam Sundar. So Brahmins coming, and Brahmins are fed. Open arm policy, Brahmins are welcome. Not that you put a sign saying, be aware of dogs. Then timid Brahmins are scared and they're running away. They'll go next door because there's no such sign, so they're being benefited. For some, they always check who has come. What's here? Nobody could be trusted these days. Time has come. Very bad times. So here is a culture. Going back to the roots, going back to Dwarka, and see what Lord is doing. And tell the whole world what Lord is doing. Wake them up, shake them up, and grab them. Do something like that. Bhunja namaseshitam. And he's also, he accepts Mahaprasad. He feeds the Brahmanas and eats Mahaprasad. The remnants of the Brahmins, Lord is eating. The Lord also eats. When the Brahmin is eating, through the mouth of Brahmin, Lord is eating. That's also understanding. If you want to feed the Lord, feed the Brahmin. You have fed the Lord. Lord is satisfied. The Lord eats Mahaprasad of the Brahmanas. Kvapi sandhya upasinam japantam. So some place, you notice in another palace, Lord is doing his sandhya vandana, three sandhya. Morning, noon, evening, these are called sandhya. Sandhya means joint, where the day meets the night meets the day, as one joint. Then where the before noon meets the afternoon, madhyana, that's another sandhya. And where day meets the night, that's another sandhya. It's called three sandhya. So Lord is observing this. He chants japantam, he's doing some special jap. We do Gayatri Mantra. Everybody could chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dhyayam stuvam tasya yasya stri sandhyam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Three times a day. Yashastri Sandhyam. Dhyayam Stuvam Tasya. Yashastri Sandhyam. Thrice. I do this Sandhya Vandana. I remember my spiritual master. Chant his glories. And so Lord Sri Krishna is observing those things. Jala Krida Ratam. Some places he notice he just, he's swimming, swimming pools or lakes, and Lord is swimming, enjoying jala krida. He's playing the water, water sports. Dadatam gasvalam krataha dvijamukhebhyo kutrachit. Some places you notice he was giving charities to the brahmanas. Itihasa puranani shranvanta mangalani cha. Other places, in other palaces, you notice he's sitting down seriously and listening to some itihasas, the old histories and puranas, the great heroes, great kings, rajarsis and other personalities. After hearing about Ram, Ram is a hero. Lord Sri Krishna hears. Yashoda used to tell him stories. There was a king called Ram, and he had a queen Sita, and the time of going to bed, and Krishna doesn't want to. No, you have to tell me a story. And then Ram's story. Yashoda tells Ram's story to Krishna. And once Ram, as he was on exile, he was there on the banks of Godavari at Panchavati, Nasik. And one big demon arrived. And as Lord was away, and also Lakshman was away, this demon kidnapped Sita. By hearing this, Sri Krishna would jump out of his... What? What did he say? Get my bow and arrow. Where is my bow and arrow? He'll get in the mood of Sri Ram and ready to kill that Ravan. So, hearing... Ityahasa puranani shranamantam mangalani cha hasantam hasya kathaya kadachit priyaya grihe. So he used to laugh and make others also laugh in return. This is, if you are tense, take it easy. Relax, relax. So how do you relax? Laugh. Not just in the park. The laughter therapy. Sometimes even in India, 10, 20 gentlemen, they get together and they... Do the whole half an hour they're laughing. Since they're laughing, you can laugh once in a per hour or few times during the day. Some lighter moods, some spiritual humors, spiritual jokes, and relax. So Lord Krishna is doing that relaxed lifestyle. Shushruntam gurum kvapi is taking, serving gurus in some places. Kurvantam vigraham, some places battling or getting ready for the battle. Or some place sandhim chanyatra keshavam is kind of patching up the differences or compromise and bringing the parties together, or he's coming together with some other party that he was previously not getting together. Putranam duhitranam chakale vidyupayanam. And marrying all his daughters or grandchildren, making sure they are of the marriageable age, Lord would get them married, would consider this as his duty. Dutifully he would arrange marriages. Prasthana upayana etyana mahotsavan. He would organize festivals. Jagannath Swami ki. Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. He would have festivals, just getting family get-togethers. Someone is leaving, someone has just now come, and take that occasion and hold a festival or family reunions. Yajantam sakalanam devanam kvapi kratuhir urjitai. And he would organize different yajyas and big swaha, swaha is going on. And everyone is perfectly chanting mantras properly, and whole atmosphere is purified, giving a boost. And serving demigods, that way pleasing them. not that my not far from Dwarka. I was there for some time ago. Anyways, it's different. There was yajna going on, and they had 1,008 kundas, yajnas, fireplaces, and they had 1,008 Brahmins, and the yajna was being conducted during winter season and early morning hours, and we were not far from there, so we decided to drop in to check out, and we noticed, at least we noticed one person. Rukmini Dwarakadhishaki Jai. One Brahmin was Swaha, Swaha, Swaha. He had ladle in his hand. He was pouring ghee into the fire. But he had a bidi in his other hand. Anyway, this is the age of Kali. And you know how he lit his bidi? We saw. Fire was right there. Not that he took a lighter or a matchbox. He just lit there. And he would do swaha, swaha, and then swaha. So not like that. So it's very tough. This kalau sattva haram pumsam. All the good qualities are stolen, taken away by this age of Kali. So only yajna we could perform. Lord was performing different kind of yajna. For us, yajna sankirtana prayerya jantihi sumedhasa. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.